For those who survived the attack on Pearl Harbor, many soon found themselves assigned to new duties throughout the Pacific. But for this soldier, he found himself in Pearl Harbor for over 6 straight years. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Each day, The American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of The American Countryside home with you or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from The American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
On the morning of December 7, 1941, Wilbur Wright's ship, the USS Ogallala, was hit and sunk at Pearl Harbor. The nearly 300 crew members were saved, but without a ship, they didn't know what they were to do.
We didn't have no place to go, no place to sleep, no place to eat, no nothing, no duties.
He volunteered to help in the Navy Yard. While others were assigned to other ships, Wilbur was assigned to help operate lunch wagons feeding those working there.
We took care of all the stands that was in the harbor. We worked every day, no days off. We worked every day, all during the war, never had a day off.
The admiral from Wilbur's ship, the Ogallala, and his staff remained at Pearl Harbor in charge of the administration building. He first met the admiral on the Ogallala while guarding his door on a trip to Midway Island.
He come out and talked to me about 2 o'clock in the morning. It was raining to beat the dickens, you know. He looked at me and says, "What in the world are you doing out there?" And I said, "Sir, I'm stand watch over your door."
The two visited on several occasions. So in 1945, after serving 6 straight years without a day off, he decided to pay a visit to the admiral.
He said, "Well, how long you been out here?" I said, 6 years and 1 month. He took his hand. He said, "Oh, my land." He says, "You're going home. You're going to leave tomorrow." And I said, "Admiral, I can't do it because I got to pack everything, get everything." He said, "I'll do it for you, and it'll all be on that ship. You go home and see your dad and mom." And that's unbelievable, an admiral doing that.
He was on his way to San Francisco the next morning. He came back to Fairfax, Missouri on leave and was then assigned stateside for the remaining months of the war. Traveling the countryside at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.